to the Journey to Grateful podcast, a podcast to help clarify the process of loss and grief through experiences shared from myself and others living with loss. I'm your host, Tim Begonia, and this is show number 151. In this podcast, I will review the many common myths of grief to help you better prepare for the road ahead. You are invited to join this community and share your story to help others better understand grief, how it affects us moving forward, and how best to navigate its difficult path. I invite you to join the community on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe to the podcast, and find quick links to do both at journeytograteful.com. And lastly, I ask that you take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Doing so will help this podcast reach more people just like you in need of an insightful grief resource which can help them navigate their grief journey. Now, when I began to plan this particular episode, the calendar said 2024 at the top. In a good way, life got in the way of me publishing this particular episode and diving into the few that I've told myself that I should have published by now. But I also believe in taking time when it's needed and pivoting whenever necessary. And in all honesty, I took some time to focus on expanding my career. I was provided an incredible opportunity to acquire an existing business, one that was a bit of a parallel to my existing career, and one that I've had a passion for ever since college. Now, sitting here on the other side of saying yes to that opportunity, I feel content and centered in a way I haven't for quite some time. Filled with excitement once again, feeling a purpose in what I do and why I do it. Very much like this podcast since I launched it April 4th of 2021. So as I begin this episode and the way that I thought about it last year now, we were about to close out 2024 and I thought it important to revisit a part of loss that hit me harder than I thought it would within the first year of grief. This episode's title is The Reality of Life Now, After Loss, forever being a struggle between the before and after. Now, that's not to say I wasn't aware that this would be a thing, but more so, I wasn't aware of how often it would be a thing. In fact, stories I'm preparing to regale somebody with now tend to roll through my head in an initial categorization of, was that before or after our loss? And I've said many times in this podcast, the more you are aware of grief, you know, the details which may arise or the experiences that others have had and you most likely will have as well, well, the better prepared you will be to deal with that particular moment with grace and confidence once it arrives. So let's begin today's discussion of why the before and after of grief is so important to understand and maybe actually embrace as you begin or even continue your journey forward. One of my favorite writers, Liz Newman, posted at the end of 2024 a piece which triggered my desire to create this very episode. What she wrote was not only spot on, but reveals a detail about grief which I'm sure we all are aware of, yet we seem not to pay enough attention to it until it is present in the moment. And by then, you tend to have a surprised reaction to that specific grief side effect of which you simply weren't prepared somehow. Here's what Liz wrote. Life has been painfully split into a before and after my heart won't let me forget. The part of her writing which struck me the most was how it completes the thought with the harsh truth. My heart won't let me forget. And if your journey with grief has been for more than a year, I'm sure you understand that phrase. Over that past year or more, you most likely have experienced many, many things your heart just simply will not allow you to forget. And let me be clear, most every one of those moments is likely a memory or a past moment of which you may want to cherish. When they arise, I suggest you take the time to cherish them the best way that you can. You will find yourself, of course, paying the price with a tear or many tears. But for me, when I'm in those moments, I'm always happy for the tears because it shows me I've experienced something, I've experienced someone who is well worth those tears. So this before and after aspect of grief will happen. There is absolutely no doubt of that. The question is how you will choose to deal with it when it does. And I suppose, as with most anything in life that is complicated or difficult, the more you are subjected to it, the better you will work through it in the second or the fifth or the 20th time that it arises. My hope for you is that you will be able to walk through the first time a little bit easier if at least you know what to expect. For me, the before and after has become this blurred milestone marker that seems to be a cliff on which I stand upon, looking out over the before with nothing but the after in the path ahead of me. As time moves forward, distance seems to grow between after and before. I believe this is a part of the before and after that troubles me the most. It's not exactly the same as the way that we worry that we may have forgotten certain things about our loved one, like their voice, their scent, or their laughter. It's different. It's more of a physical relationship of the after, which you struggle to make certain will still exist with the before. Does that make any sense at all? Now, here's the thing. So much of grief, the little details of the everyday of it, is nearly indescribable. This is why it is so difficult for someone you know who is living with grief to accurately explain their grief and how they feel, whether it's been months or years past their loss. Here's an example of a before and after of which I was ill-prepared to experience in the first year of my loss. And perhaps it'll help you to understand how difficult it is to accurately explain grief. Because actually, throughout this entire podcast, that's what I try to do. I try to explain grief. And I think most people that are listening to this, when they are the ones shaking their head, they understand because they've lived it. But the others, it's much more difficult to explain these details. So I'm going to try with this particular example. It was, in fact, 6 months after my wife's passing. It was New Year's Eve. It was going to be difficult, but it wasn't going to be difficult for the reasons why I thought. It wasn't because I longed to be at a gathering with Colleen on New Year's Eve, or even that we had so many fond memories of past New Year's Eves. It was a bit more simplistic than that. You see, I hadn't allowed myself to understand that this new year was one of which Colleen had never existed in, and there would never be another year that we would share even a portion of a calendar year together. Right there is a side effect of grief, the simplistic, even obvious things that hit us hard in grief, and no one ever tells you to be prepared for them. I suppose it's because they are so obvious, but let me tell you, when you're in the deep end with grief, obvious doesn't seem to exist because there's so much else you're dealing with. I'm sure some of you listening may ask, how is this something that is not obvious? How was this an unexpected grief bomb in your journey? Well, sometimes the answer is just this. Because it was. But more specifically, because it's either something I hadn't allowed myself to think about, or I was too busy with the other more obvious struggles of getting through the very first Christmas without her. And that was the reason that I hadn't stopped long enough to see what was on the horizon. And this is exactly why I'm discussing this before and after aspect of grief with you today. It too is a very obvious thing you could and maybe should expect to experience. But so often we don't, because there is so much else that we are dealing with in our loss. In all honesty, after the death of a loved one, especially a very close loved one, so much of your world is filled with a grief haze, this feeling of unbelievability, that even the most simple of assumptions when dealing with your loss aren't as simple. They are not as clearly visible. Another reason for this may be because we are dealing with so much of the here and now at the time, that sort of head down, keep going mindset we often hear about. Here's why that happens. Because in the few weeks or months in the very beginning, we know if we stop just for a moment, it will hit us like nothing has ever hit us before, and we will break. And that, it's what I experienced after everyone had gone, after the kids were in bed, and when the lights were turned off. I had a chance to be with myself. I had a chance to be with it all, alone. And it hit. And it hit hard. And I still remember how hard that hit. Now, this sense of the before and after didn't hit until much later in my grief journey, probably weeks later, because that tends to be brought on by discussions and stories that you share. That is when you begin to start the comparison, the compartmentalizing of your life into the before and the dreaded after. And this is why I believe, no, actually, this is why I can say, I know it is important for you to understand the before and after today, right now, because it will happen. And it will be a part of all your tomorrows. Today, right now, is a good day to begin to decide how you will handle this going forward. And if you will be able to see the grateful in your journey and grasp the grateful in your before to help you walk more confidently through your after. Thank you again for listening to the Journey to Grateful podcast. I am thankful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast and sharing it with others. I encourage you to stop by the community on social media, share your story and insights on grief, and join our family in helping others on their path with grief. Head over to journeytograteful.com/community to find ways to join the conversation and make a difference through your story. And if you would like a more personal connection, I invite you to connect with me via email, tim@journeytograteful.com. And lastly, help me build this community, broaden my reach, and support my mission by reviewing this show and telling others why you listen on Apple Podcasts. I've provided you a leave a review button at the JourneyToGrateful.com website. Your support of this podcast through your comments is a very powerful thing that you can do right now, and I thank you for doing so. As we establish ourselves in the third month of 2025, and as I settle back into this podcast, I've taken a glance at the Journey to Grateful Instagram account, realizing I need to start posting again, but more importantly, I glanced at the very first posts and discovered everything there seems very pertinent in this journey that we're on, even today. I mean, the first post was March 26th, 2021, nearly 4 full years ago. It seems to confirm how timeless grief truly is, as well as the phrases, the thoughts, and the mindset exercises that we've used over those years to help move forward. And with that being said, I'd like to share with you the very first post, a quote from Dr. Seuss, and quite a favorite post of mine, or I should say favorite quote of mine, because I believe it ties in nicely to our discussion of before and after, and this is what he wrote. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. I'd also like to add this. Please, don't allow this to be true ever again. And here's what I mean. Notice those moments, understand their value, and don't wait for the memory to finally make you realize its importance. Thank you again, my friends, for joining me today. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode or any previous episodes. And for those who are walking on their path with grief, I hope that you find a way to walk confidently on your journey to grateful. Bye-bye.